Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Texas faces another potential energy crisis this summer. In a place where temperatures can reach highs of well over 90 degrees, air conditioners stand to use a huge amount of electricity, and that puts a strain on the power grid. Sometimes energy companies take preventative measures. They adjust people's thermostats automatically and remotely to save energy. But we're learning, sometimes customers have no idea their power company is doing this. This isn't happening just in Texas. It's happening everywhere. Here to explain is Recode's Sarah Morrison. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Adam.
So, Sarah, tell me more about the story in Texas.
So, Houston news outlet KHOU reported a family suddenly, noticed that their thermostat had been raised up to 78 degrees, and they sort of didn't realize why. And it turned out that they had agreed to this program called Smart Savers Texas, where, you know, in times of, you know, when the grid is taxed, they can remotely sort of turn up your thermostat by a few degrees. That helps the power company save energy and put less strain on the power grid. In return, people who enroll, they'd be enrolled a contest to win up to $5,000 off their energy bills. The problem is that they didn't really realize what they had opted into, or that I guess there was in the fine print that their thermostat could be controlled in the first place. So for them, you know, it was pretty alarming. And I think for a lot of people, the idea that like your power company can turn your power up was alarming.
And so there's not necessarily anything nefarious happening here. It's just that when a lot of people are running their ACs on a really hot day, that puts strain on the grid, which raises the risk of a brownout. So power companies have these programs that they can make adjustments to keep everybody's power on. That seems kind of normal. Does this sort of thing happen everywhere?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, before smart thermostats and things like that existed, the power company kind of just had to tell us if we don't, you know, if you don't run your air conditioner, I guess, responsibly, everybody could lose, you know, their power. Now they have a way to kind of make you do that. And yeah, these things happen pretty much everywhere. California's got a program. In New England, the National Grid has a program. If you look around, I think on most power companies' websites for like energy efficiency or saver things, you'll probably find that they've got some kind of program like this. And, you know, and some of them I think are better for the customer than, you know, the one in Texas was. They'll offer you like $20 off your bill. I think one was $120 off your bill, that they had to make that a little less because it was, I think, costing them too much. But, you know, if you know what you're doing going into it and you're comfortable with it, it can be a mutually beneficial thing.
What about the companies that make smart thermostats? Are they in on this too? Google has its Nest thermostats. Does Google have partnerships with power companies?
Yeah, I think most of these are done through partnerships with these companies or with a company that like administers a program like this. I mean, Google has something called Rush Hour Rewards. If, you know, it teams up with your power company to offer this, they can basically do a program like that pretty easily. I think Nest is pretty happy with it. They've even said they're hoping to extend this kind of like energy saver program to, you know, to other places like smart bulbs, you know, your lights, and even maybe your electric vehicle. So they're all in on it, I think.
Reading about this news reminded me that a few years ago, I enrolled in a program in New York, and I remember just signing up to get this little device that I could plug into my window unit, and it would turn a regular window unit into a smart AC that I could control with my smartphone. And I thought that was kind of it. It was like a cool perk. But I've since learned that there was more to it than that. Sarah, do you know this program?
Yeah, I did it too. I thought it was great. I had an air conditioner that had no remote control and no like thermostat on it. So getting a plug that did both gave me a lot more control over my air conditioner. But yeah, it also gave, you know, the power company control over the air conditioner too. You know, in times when it was going to be really hot, like they would sort of run these cool points hours where they could turn your thermostat up a bit. So, I mean, I knew that they could do that. I think the emails they sent, they'd warn you about it ahead of time, and it was in there in the email. I think, I guess you didn't know about it, but it was seemed much more clearly explained to me than it probably was to the people in Texas, at least. But for me, you know, it was great. I mean, I think I got like a $20 Amazon gift card at the end of that summer. So,
wow, big spender.
Yeah, hey, yeah, and a free smart plug.
That's true. You got a summer full of convenience. Who could argue with that?
Yes.
So when we're talking about adjusting the temperature, are we talking about power companies making people's homes like 90 degrees, or what does it take to keep the temperature comfortable but also save electricity?
I mean, I guess it depends on your definition of what makes you comfortable. If you're somebody who wants it to be 68 degrees, then you won't be comfortable. I think the story in Texas, it was turned up to 78 degrees. And for some people, that might be just fine and worth the possible free electric bill prize. I guess the family profiled in that story said, you know, we have a 3-month-old and they felt like, you know, 78 degrees was hot. People woke up from a nap and they were sweating. So obviously for them, 78 degrees was too hot. But they're never like, I don't think they're ever like turning your air conditioner off completely for a long amount of time or like cranking it up to 90 degrees where, you know, it could be a potentially dangerous or life-threatening situation.
And I would have to imagine that you could override the change in temperature and also that some of these adjustments would be happening when people aren't home, but they leave their AC on.
Yeah. I mean, as far as I know, all of them, they're opt-in, but then they're also opt-out. So if you don't want it to be up that high, you can turn it back down and then you don't get the like the prize or whatever they're offering for that event.
So Sarah, you said these programs are pretty much everywhere. What's the takeaway for the average energy customer?
Yeah, so I think if you have a smart thermostat or some kind of smart home system, I think companies like there's sort of home security companies like Alarm.com and Vivint, obviously the Google Nest. I think there's something called Lux, Ecobee, Radio Thermostat. Those are all the names of the companies that were enrolled in the Texas program, at least. Go to your energy company's website and check and make sure you're not enrolled in a program like that, I guess. Or you could enroll in it if you think that the terms are good for you. And also just, you know, read the fine print in the future if you, you know, sign up for one of these things. A lot of these power companies offer like discounts and stuff like that on these devices. And I think sometimes that's where they come with like an option to enroll into something that maybe you didn't realize all of the terms and conditions of it.
I'll be honest, if I were sitting at home and saw the numbers start changing on my thermostat, I would find that pretty creepy.
Yeah, I think, you know, the danger, if you want to call it that, to a program like this isn't so much that you'll become like, you know, way too hot or dangerously hot. You know, it's more that it is creepy to see that somebody else is controlling, you know, your thermostat and your comfort. If you didn't know that that was something you were opting into, or that your power company can, you know, essentially control your air conditioner for you. Especially if you didn't realize what you were opting into. Like, that's just a sense of how much control do I have over my own like house or my own family's, you know, comfort.
Sarah, are you still enrolled in New York City's smart AC program? Do you have an Amazon gift card in your future?
So New York actually stopped doing that program a couple years ago. So no, I'm not. They ended up saying that it was cost inefficient for them. So I guess the gift cards were actually a little too much.
Well, I hope at least maybe you got a better AC.
Yeah, that's also, I bought an air conditioner with its own thermostat control and remote control. So I wouldn't have needed to do it anyway.
Nice. Well, thanks for joining us, Sarah. Stay cool. I'm... Okay. I'm Adam Clark Estes, and this is Recode Daily. This episode was produced by Alan Rodriguez Espinosa and Sophie Lalonde, and engineered by Paul Muncy. Let us know what you want to learn more about. Email us at recodedaily@recode.net.